All is silent. The whole earth lies in wait. What then shall separate us from the love of God and Jesus Christ? We approach the dreaded tomb. Who shall roll away the large stone for us? We reach the tomb. The stone is rolled away. Nothing shall separate us from God's love and Jesus Christ. Rejoice! Jesus Christ is risen today. The earth cannot keep silent. We must all rejoice in the good news of Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. Let us pray. O creating God, you have raised Jesus from death, and we come in joy to hear the good news of life. O living Christ, you walk among us as our risen Lord. We listen for your word for us on this Easter Sunday. O Spirit of life, we experience your presence this morning of resurrection. Move among us with your power. God of grace and glory, set us free from our sin and empty out our tombs of despair. Enliven us with the proclamation that Jesus Christ is risen indeed. Amen.
Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground. Absorbed with things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life. When Christ, your real life, remember, shows up again on this earth, you'll show up too, the real you, the glorious you. Meanwhile, be content with obscurity, like Christ.
My friends, God's love does indeed endure forever. Let us turn to God with our prayers. Dearest Lord, on this day as we celebrate your risen Son, we lift up our brothers and sisters around the world as we fight against this disease that is impacting everyone, everywhere. We continue to lift up those who are sick and suffering and pray for their healing. We pray for those who are grieving the loss of loved ones, Lord. We pray for medical personnel and others who work to help and heal, and that you might keep them and their families safe. We pray for all those who feel invisible and yet who work so hard and put themselves at risk, that we might have groceries and other needed resources we so take for granted. We pray for the vulnerable, those whose lives were already fragile and challenged, those whose livelihood is threatened by lost jobs and business closures. We pray for families learning to live and work and learn together in close quarters, those who are not safe in their homes, those who are struggling with isolation and loneliness or addiction. We pray for those separated from loved ones because of travel and immigration restrictions, or simply because of quarantine. We pray for those who are homeless and without support, and those seeking to help them. And we pray for churches seeking to discern new and faithful forms of ministry. We pray for wisdom for our leaders as they seek to respond to this crisis, and we pray, Lord, for a cure. We continue to pray for our church family, Lord, and for that time when we will soon be able to once more gather and worship together in person. But in the meantime, we pray for Barbara and Mel Black, for Walt Emery and all his family as Walt battles his cancer, for the Pattersons and all of Terry's family, for Bob Sr.'s continued healing and all the Radmore family. We pray for Angie Sadlin's son, Sam, who's been hospitalized for COVID-19. And for Angie and all her family. We pray, Lord, that during this challenging time, that you will know how grateful we are for all that you do for us. And we are grateful, too, for the many ways that you provide for us. We thank you, too, for the generosity and faithfulness of all who continue to share, not just financially, but in acts of love and kindness. We pray more than ever that all these good gifts may be used according to your purpose, with wisdom and with love, to bless others and further your kingdom. We pray, Lord, that you would forgive us the ways that we fail. We know that we are those who try, but so often do not live up to what we say we believe. And so we pray, Lord, that especially during this time, that you would help us to be those who indeed live out our faith, and that you would forgive us for our failings. We pray all these things, Lord, in the name of your Son, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. My friends, know that God hears our prayers, even those that we cannot find the words to say. Know that in Christ our sins are forgiven. Know that God will see us through this challenging time. Amen. Early in the morning on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone was moved away from the entrance. She ran at once to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, breathlessly panting. They took the master from the tomb. We don't know where they've put him. Peter and the other disciple left immediately for the tomb. They ran neck and neck. The other disciple got to the tomb first, outrunning Peter, and stooping to look in, he saw the pieces of linen cloth lying there, but he didn't go in. Simon Peter arrived after him, entered the tomb, and observed the linen cloths lying there, and the kerchief used to cover his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but separate, neatly folded by itself. Then the other disciple, the one who had gotten there first, went into the tomb, took one look at the evidence, and believed. No one yet knew from the scripture that he had to rise from the dead, and the disciples then went back home. But Mary stood outside the tomb, weeping. As she wept, she knelt to look into the tomb and saw two angels sitting there dressed in white, one at the head, the other at the foot of where Jesus' body had been laid. They said to her, Woman, why do you weep? They took my master, she said, and I don't know where they put him. After this, she turned away and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't recognize him. Jesus spoke to her, Woman, why do you weep? Who are you looking for? She, thinking he was a gardener, said, Mister, if you took him, tell me where you put him so I can care for him. And Jesus said, Mary. Turning to face him, she said in Hebrew, Rabboni, meaning teacher. Jesus said, "Don't cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go to my brothers and tell them, I ascend to my Father, your Father, my God, and your God." And Mary Magdalene went, telling the news to the disciples. "I saw the Master." And she told them everything he said to them. Let's take a moment of silent prayer. Back in the 90s, the Saturday Evening Post ran a cartoon that is probably even more relevant today than it was back then. It shows a man who'd been shipwrecked for a long time on a little deserted island. He's finally being discovered by a rescue team. But then this weird thing happens. A sailor from the rescue team steps onto the beach and he hands the man this big stack of newspapers. "This is from the captain," he says. He suggests that you check out the headlines and see if you still want to be rescued. Sounds a little like this day and age, and that he'd probably be safer staying on that island, right? It also kind of feels like we're stranded on little islands of our own these days, doesn't it? It's hard to believe. Today we're experiencing an Easter like none other in our lifetimes. Most of us either now spending weeks in confinement or risking personal safety to care and provide for the essential needs of others. The load is so, so heavy for so many right now, with lost jobs, lost income, unknown futures, ill family members, loss of loved ones, and at this point, no real end in sight. And as we wait in this unknown, let's be honest, it can be frightening. And we can wonder, where's God in all this? Has he forgotten us? Well, we're not the first to feel that way by any means. And it actually brings to mind verses from Psalm 22, where it says, my God, why have you deserted me? Why are you so far away? Won't you listen to my groans and come to my rescue? I cry out day and night, but you don't answer, and I can never rest. Does that resonate just a little bit? Things can indeed feel very, very bleak right now. Everything that we once considered normal, that we assumed would just always be the way things were, our world seems to be turned upside down. We have no idea how long this new normal may even last. Many describe it as feeling a lot like the movie Groundhog Day. We get up every day, we repeat the cycle, and start again, with seemingly no end in sight. Well, for me, it also brings to mind a poem by Mary Oliver. It's called The Uses of Sorrow. And it goes like this. Someone I loved once gave me a box full of darkness. It took me years to understand that this too was a gift. I know, you may be thinking, wait, darkness, a gift? Are you kidding me? Yeah, it does sound a little odd, but as some of you may recall, it was back on Easter Sunday, 25 years ago this year, that I stood in the pulpit in the midst of treatments for breast cancer. I literally lost my hair between Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday. And I'm not sure why, but God somehow pushed me to preach bald that Sunday. In my vulnerability, I gave an invitation that still holds. Let's walk this together. Let's see what God has planned. That cancer fight was actually just one of many, many experiences over the years that have taught me how surprising gifts are so often found in the darkness. And it was in that darkness that for me, the veil was lifted and Christ never felt so close. As King Duncan so beautifully describes it, only when you're sitting beside a tomb do you really understand the value of life. Only when you've stared hatred in the face do you really understand the value of love. Only when you've experienced the darkest paths and depths of despair do you understand the power of unshakable hope, the hope that can only be found in the character and promises of a loving, faithful, and powerful God. The world we know it may have come to a halt, but today, you and I have an opportunity to experience an Easter like no other, and to carry that hope with us. I'm struck by the timing of this pandemic. Everything hitting hard during this new season of life, with flowers blossoming, trees bursting into new leaves, new growth everywhere, and a beautiful early spring full of promise. Could it be that our current circumstances, though nothing we would choose, could actually offer unexpected gifts and the opportunity to understand God's love for us and the resurrection in a new, profound way? Today, we're reminded that there is no grave deep enough. There is no stone heavy enough, no evil strong enough to keep Christ in the grave. Jesus didn't say, "I am finished." He said, "It is finished." For Jesus was just getting started. And keep in mind, God doesn't give us the cross. He gives us the resurrection and new life. God hears our cries. And as it says later in Psalm 22, our ancestors trusted you, and you rescued them. When they cried out for help, you saved them, and you did not let them down when they depended on you. And God's not going to let us down either. My friends, let us never forget. Christ lives, and God is with us in our fears and our despair. Trust that as it's written in scriptures, God is not to blame for suffering. God is with us in our suffering. God redeems our suffering, and God will eradicate our suffering. He hears us, and He will not abandon us ever. So may we too discover God's gifts in the darkness. As Bill Gaither's beautiful song reminds us, because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future. And life is worth the living. Because He lives. Let us pray. Dearest Lord, in this uncertain time, we need you more than ever. We thank you for the gift of your risen Son, and we pray that you would strengthen us to live fearlessly and wisely, following boldly where you lead us. Help us to love our neighbors as ourselves and to live and serve with gratitude. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. My friends, God has never promised us an easy life, but God has promised us that he will never leave us or forsake us, and that he will bring good to us out of all things for those who love him. As you go into this new week, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen, and God bless you.